Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Father, as we have come before you this morning, Lord, Father, we bring our burdens to you. They're heavier than we can handle, Father. So we bring them to you and ask, Father, that you would take them from us. Father, we want to praise you and thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. We want to praise you and thank you for your Son who went to the cross at Calvary for us to pay a price that we could never pay ourselves, Father. Lord, as we bow before you this morning, I pray, Father, that we come with sincere hearts, that we come seeking cleansing, Father, from you, and you are the only one that can cleanse us. So, Father, we pray and ask that we would just lay all of our burdens before you, Father, that we would walk out of here, Father, feeling victorious and not defeated. Father, we know that we are a week from revival meetings, Father. And Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to show up even before next Sunday night, Father. We pray for your Holy Spirit to have its way in each and every one of our lives, Father, that we would be clean before you, Father. Vessels that would be holy and vessels that would be acceptable and that which would be pleasing unto you. Father, we pray for those that are missing this morning, Father, because they're traveling or they're on fall break. Father, we pray for our children, Lord, that are out there, that you will protect them, Father. You will bring them back safely. We know that you love them much more than we do, Father. You know that we love them, but you love them more. So, Father, we just want to give you all praise, honor, and glory for everything that you've done, for everything that you're going to do, Father. We pray, Father, that you will just show up as you have never shown up before. Father, that people will see and people will hear from you today. Father, I pray for Brother Cal. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you will just anoint him from the head of his feet to the bottom of his feet, Father. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just fill him, Father, that he would just slosh over on someone else, Father. Lord Jesus, you are awesome and you're wonderful, and we thank you. As we go into this time of worship now, Father, the reading and the preaching of your word, Father, we pray for you to be glorified. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Those lights up just a tad up here. Ashley and Chris, God bless you all. Y'all know they just had a baby? Come on, y'all. Come on. Sometimes I think we need a resurrection from the dead. God bless you all. Our hearts and our prayers have been with you. And nothing like having a healthy baby. Amen. You know, Brother JD just finished praying. We are a week away from our James Shepherd Jesus rally. I said we're a week away. Are you ready for revival? Are you really ready for revival? We've had three fabulous cottage prayer meetings. Had a great prayer meeting here last Wednesday night. Monday night, we're going to be at Derek and Janice Simonis' house. Tuesday night, we're going to be at Martha Hoover's house. Wednesday night, we're going to be in the house of God. Thursday night, where are we going to be? Yes, at the Fuller's house, Pat Fuller's place. And then Friday night, we're going to be at JD and Betty's house. And it may be that we would schedule another one out in the other side of town this week too. So those of you that are online with us and you're out other places this week, don't take a break from prayer. We have got to pray this revival in. And some of you all are getting revived. Some of you all are moving in that direction. But you know what? I'm selfish. I want everybody at Second Mile Church to experience revival, to be renewed and refreshed by the Spirit of Almighty God. And the Lord's been has led me to some revival preaching, sermons and things on revival. And, you know, the one word I think that best describes God is the word glory. Wherever God is, there's glory. Whatever God's doing, it's glorious. And by the way, He's worthy of all glory today. He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Now, let's take a look at Exodus chapter 33. And I want to read three or four verses, and then we'll move on through 33 and 34 today. I know you've been on your feet a lot this morning. Could you stand one more time as we honor God's Word? Exodus 33, verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." Now jump down to verse 18. And he said, Moses said, "Please show me your glory. Show me your glory." Billy, ask God to bless the word today one more time, would you? Thank you. Yes. Amen. Please be seated. And one of the most fabulous, unbelievable requests that anybody has ever made in the Bible, Moses, and I don't know that he understood everything he was asking for, he said, "Lord, please show me your glory." And before you can experience and see that glory, you've got to have an understanding about just about how glorious God really is. And, you know, Moses, I don't think he totally understood what he's asking for, because anytime in the Scriptures when someone gets in the presence and under the glory of God, do you know what happens? They fall down as if dead. And their hearts are filled with fear. And they immediately recognize how sinful they are and how holy He is. But I want to say this about old Moses. He might not have understood everything he's asking for, but he knew deep down in his spirit and in his soul he needed the presence and the power of God on his life more than anything else. And by the way, that's exactly what Second Mile Church needs this morning. We are in dire need of revival, and some of us don't even know it. We need revival. We have got to have the glory fall. And that's what these series of meetings are all about. And so I would encourage you, let's fill up these homes this week with prayer. Come on, we won't call on you to pray, but we might lay hands on you and pray over you. You come and pray. Don't miss these cottage prayer meetings. Fantastic. You've got to pray this thing in, you see. Now, Moses, the children of Israel had gotten out of Egypt, and they're at the foot of Mount Sinai. Moses has been up on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. And he comes down the mountain, and you remember what he found? The children of God are in unbelievable immorality and vile idolatry. And you remember the story. I mean, Moses gets angry, and you know, grinds that golden calf up and puts it in some water and makes the people drink it. I mean, and then finally Moses says, you know what? All this is going to be fruitless unless the glory of God falls fresh on us. And he pitches his tent and takes it outside the camp. Calls it the tent of meeting. Not the tabernacle, but the tent of meeting. And he goes into the tent of meeting and he asks this great question. God, will you please show me your glory? Can I just say to you today, we have got to desire, we must desire the glory of God more than anything else. That's what we need. We need the presence and the power of Almighty God. That's what he's saying here. Now, Moses knew that God had a plan and a purpose for his life. And did you know, by the way, that God's got a plan and a purpose for your life? And unless you get the glory in your life, you're going to have trouble accomplishing what God wants you to. And so, he knows without the presence and the power and the anointing, whatever you want to call the glory of God, he needed that. And it has been my prayer for the last month that our church, this church, might begin to desire the glory of God. There's something better than what we're experiencing, brothers and sisters. There's something better. And that something better is the glory of God. The glory of God. The presence and the power of God. Now, Moses, you know, was in the presence up on the mountain, right? And then he came down off the mountain and the glory kind of faded, right? He got angry, got shook up, got tore up. And then he goes out to the tent of meeting and he asks God to see his glory. And then Moses gets in the presence of God, answers that prayer. And he gets in the presence and under the power and the anointing and the Shekinah glow of God. And he gets that. And then he comes back down off the mountain the second time. You remember, his face is shining so much. And even when he would go to the tent of meeting and meet God, his face would shine. The Shekinah shine of God, the glory glow of God. And he had to put a veil on. But just a day or two or three or four after, that glory would begin to fade. And he'd have to go back and get some more glory. You know, I thought about our church. We come in here on Sundays. And we come in here, well, some of us do. We come in here excited. And we come in here with anticipation. And we're expecting to hear from God. And then the music begins to crank up. And we worship and lift up Spirit-filled music to the Lord. And then we begin to pray some Spirit-led prayers. And then we give a God-honoring offering. And then the preaching, we get under the preaching and teaching of God's Word. And then repentance begins to happen. And we confess our sins and we turn from our sin. And we receive cleansing and wholeness. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And then we have fellowship. Down here, even at the donut table, you can have the glory of God. And we rub elbows with one another. And we leave here, and we've got that glory shine. Some of y'all, help me to communicate, Lord Jesus, please. And you leave here with that Shekinah shine of God on you. Then you know what happens? The first day back at work on Monday morning, that glory begins to fade. Or that first day back at school, and the glory begins to fade. And then by Wednesday, the glory's gone. And you got to get some more glory. Let me just say to you, you don't have to have that experience. You can have your own glory conference. Look at your neighbor and say, he's right. You can have your own. Listen to 2 Corinthians 3:18. This is a powerful verse of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 3:18. If I can get to it in my Bible. Here it is. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, that's us, But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You understand what he's saying there? You can have your own glory conference. You can get the glory back. The glory doesn't have to fade. As the child of God gets into the Word of God, he experiences the Spirit of God and is changed by the glory of God from glory to glory. For the child of God who is anointed and Spirit-filled, it's here a glory, there a glory, everywhere there's glory, glory. Do you desire the glory of God this morning? Well, we not only need to desire the glory of God, we must depend on the glory of God. Follow with me. Look at verse 14. And he said, who is he? Capital H. This is the Lord God said, my presence will go with you. Somebody say hallelujah. And I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Do you understand the dependence that Moses had for the glory of God in and on his life and on the people of Israel? Do you understand the dependence there? Listen, Moses knew. He knew what God was calling him to do was to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And without the glory of God, his life would be fruitless. Without the presence and the power and the anointing of God on his life, he wouldn't be able to accomplish what God wanted him to do. I mean, can you imagine trying to lead 2 million backslidden Baptists into the promised land? I mean, listen. Exodus 32 and verse 10 says even God was ready to wipe them all out and start all over again with Moses. And so Moses said, if you're not going up with us, we might as well stay here. And can I just tell you, if the glory of God doesn't fall fresh on this place, at least on Sundays and Wednesdays, we might as well go play tiddlywinks somewhere. And most of y'all don't even know what tiddlywinks is. We've got to have the glory. We've got to have the presence and the power of God on our life. Have to have that. Do you desire the glory of God in and on your life? Do you? I can't give it to you. Only God can give that to you. Do you depend on it? It's what we need. It's what we need. And here's the third thing from this text that I'm able to glean. We must discover, we must experience the glory of God. Are y'all ready for this? Watch this, watch this. Pay attention to this. Lean in. Look at verse. Let me just read 18 again. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make, that's God. Don't miss this. I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here's a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be while my glory passes by that I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back. I think your King James says backside, but my face shall not be seen. Did you catch that? Did you understand? Did you listen? Did you get it? How did God describe his glory in one word? Goodness. God describes his glory. That's not really the way I would describe it. He says, I'll show you all my goodness. This is the Hebrew word chesed. Pant like a dog with me. Now say chesed. You've learned a Hebrew word today. But you know what? We don't have an English word for that word, do we, Billy? It means loving kindness. We're talking here about the glory of God. It's the goodness of God. God had expressed His goodness in grace and mercy and kindness and compassion and truth. You can read all about that as you read down through chapter 34. Oh, the goodness of God. And in grace, Moses would get to see the glory of God, the goodness of God. Now, Jewish theology and thought said, you can't see God face to face or you're going to die. And yet God said, I'm going to answer your request. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you see my glory. But in order to do that, I'm going to have to put you in the cleft of the rock. So when I pass by, you won't see my face, or you won't want to see my face because it's too glorious for you to behold. And when he passed by, Moses saw the backside of God, the glory. God's backside is even glorious. Whew. I hear you ladies say, well, that's my good side. God doesn't have a good side because he doesn't have a bad side. The glory of God passed by. He experienced the glory. Oh, that you might discover the glory. We don't have to wait on next Sunday night to get the glory. We can have it before it gets here. And oh, what a meeting we'll have if the church gets revived. Hallelujah. I want to ask you all to support this thing with prayer, with your faithfulness, with your attendance. Do what you've done. Don't you think we are ripe for that in this county? We are ripe for this. Man, this is a God thing. So, oh, that we might experience. And Moses got to experience the grace of God, His goodness, because he got to see the glory of God. And then in mercy, God gave the children of Israel another chance. He's ready to kill them all. And in mercy, he made a second covenant with the children of Israel and gave Moses another set of Ten Commandments. Isn't God good? Now, when Moses came out of that tent of meeting outside of camp, he had this glory shine. So much so that he had to put a veil over it, over his face. Until, of course, the glory faded, and then he'd have to go back and get some more glory. Now, here's what I want to say, last point. Once the glory has been seen, it needs to be shared. Once the glory is on display, it ought to be declared. Are y'all with me? That's what Moses is doing. Look at chapter 34. Look at verse 29. Now it was so, 34:29, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And so when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. I guess so. Then Moses called to them. Watch this. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with him. You know what he's doing? He's declaring the glory that God had shared with him. Verse 33, and when Moses had finished speaking with him, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out, and he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. Do you get it? Once you see the glory, you got to share the glory. Once the glory is on display, it's got to be declared to others. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face and again until he went in to speak with him. This week, we had a fabulous prayer meeting up in here on Wednesday night. And then Thursday night out at Greg and Cindy Lee's, whoo! But once that glory is seen, that glory has to be shared. How do we share the glory? By sharing the gospel with folks. By loving one another unconditionally. By loving our community. Last Sunday night, you know what your tithes help us to do? We fed the Austin Peay football team Sunday night. We were there all night. Amen. And I got to speak to the football team. You know what I did? I declared the glory to them. And they were riveted, man. They listened to everything. Yes, sir. No, sir. Oh, thank you all. God bless you all. Am I telling you? I mean, man, we got to declare the glory. Clarksville, Tennessee needs to hear about the glorious gospel. Amen. We need to love on one another. We need to, you know, I understand the online stuff. I get that. And some people can't get here. And it's a blessing for them to watch it on television. But you know what? You can't get the glory all the time, but you can get the glory right here when God's people come together and the Spirit of God falls fresh on us. Now, don't run out of here today and say, well, Brother Cal said he doesn't like to put the services on the internet. That's not what I'm saying. I just want the people of God to have all that we can get. And the glory falls when God's people come together and repent of their sin and turn to Christ and receive a freshness and a newness that you can only get as we declare the glory. Y'all remember those early days when you couldn't even get a seat in here? Y'all remember that? Well, the glory was falling. The glory was on us. We need to get back to that. And I'm not necessarily concerned about numbers, but numbers tell you a story. Numbers reveal something to you. And so we need the glory of God. Billy, you're going to have to get me out of this, I guess. I can't shut up this morning. Anyways, I love you guys. Shan, anything else? We're good? I don't want to stop. I just want to... Years ago, used to have something after the service called the afterglow. Y'all remember that? No? Okay. Father, thank you for this great time, this great day. Lord, we just want what we've been talking about. We've got to have it. And without your presence and power and your anointing, this city that we live in is going to die and go to hell. Our family members, neighbors, co-workers, schoolmates, they need to see the glory of God in us so that we can declare it to them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor, about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.